sitting high atop a mountain is a thing. And on top of that thing is a guy with another thing that he is holding. But that thing isn't just anything, and that guy isn't just any guy. He is the 2 zillion-year-old hippie. And he has the answers for those who dare to ask the magnificent questions. Bring him your magnificent questions. Hey, hey, everybody. It's me, the 2 zillion-year-old hippie, and what can I tell you? I'm just hanging out here. I'm still in the Smoky Mountains, and people want to know what I like to do in between episodes, man. And, well, really, you know, just chilling out, maxing, relaxing all cool, and shooting some b-ball outside the school. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's the Fresh Prince. Hey, so Cynthia's not with us this week. Turns out they're having an American Idol audition and an Easy Bake Oven convention in the same town, man. So, you know, she had to be down there. But it's cool because I've got a friend of mine here, a Bronze Apprentice, and he's going to help us out with a bunch of magnificent questions that he's been sending me, man. And even though the name Bronze Apprentice sounds like it should be a porn star, he's a cool dude.
Hey, Epi. This is the Bronze Apprentice. And I just had a question, just from a historical standpoint, why didn't the kilt catch on? It seems like, you know, I'm walking around and I want to be a little more free, and I think the kilt would have been a nice thing to have now. Who was in charge of killing the kilt, if you will, sort of like the electric car? And then if you could forward this on to Al Gore documentary, An Inconvenient Skirt documentary, Al Gore, An Inconvenient Skirt, Al Gore, Al Gore, An Inconvenient Skirt.
Whoa, whoa, easy there, Bronze Apprentice. Either you're in a Skype loop or you're having a stroke, man. Let's vote for Skype loop, man. I mean, you know my motto, it's all fun and games until somebody has a stroke. Anyway, the kilt, yeah. Let's cue up the music here, man. Little kilt music, shall we? Yeah, man, bagpipe music. Yeah, it's cool, man. I dig it. Oh, I know. You're probably like, oh, hippie man, you're hurting my ears. Oh, bagpipe music. Oh, man, how can you like that stuff, man? Two things. One, it's all about the undertones and the overtones. That's what makes it so cool. Thing number two, you just have to listen to it and apply yourself and take the time that you need to really absorb the music, man, and be one with the music. In my case, it took about 12,000 years. So, you know, just apply yourself, man, and you and the bagpipe will be one. But kilts, man. Here's the deal with kilts. Before, a long time ago, everyone wore kilts, man. Of course, why would you not wear the kilt? It's cool. Your goodies get to roam free. It's fantastic. And then what happened, man, was, well, people started having cats as pets. And, you know, if you have a dog as a pet, man, and the dog gets up into your kilt business, man, well, you know, I mean, if somebody licks your franks and beans, it's a little weird because it's a dog, but it's just somebody licking your franks and beans, man. But well, you know, with cats, what can I say, man? Suddenly your franks and beans become like a cat toy. And, well, what can I tell you about that, man, except not cool. So that's the deal, man. You can have cats or you can have kilts, but you can't have them both. And if you'll notice, you'll never see in a painting of anybody wearing a kilt, man, a cat around. You'll see a lot of dogs, because like I said, little lick, you can live with that. It's weird, but no cats. No cats, no kilts. So, cats killed kilts, man.
Hey, Ippy, who is the most badass guitar player in all of the history of the universe or universes? Thanks, Ippy. Appreciate you answering all our questions, and keep taking those multivitamins.
Wow, that's a good question, man. Well, taking into consideration the human experience and what human beings might know, well, you know, that's tough because you got your Django Reinhardt and you got your Richard Thompson and you got your, you know, your Becks and your Claptons and your Harrisons, man. It's in West Montgomery. It's a tough call. It's a tough call, man. You know, I'm not really sure what I would go with. I choose a little Reverend Gary Davis here for our background. I find his work to be very supple, and he'd be hard to argue with in terms of one of the greatest.
Do it good, Betsy, now. Don't play with me now. We're going home now, Betsy.
But you know, it's really, like I said, with the human understanding, with the human realization of things, man, it's quite hard to say. If you're prepared to expand beyond that, of course, there's no question it's Zartaz the Magnificent, or as he was known to his friends, Zartaz Twilly. And he's from Rigel 17, and he, of course, is the acknowledged greatest guitarist in the history of the universe, but he has 1,000 arms and he plays 1,000 guitars at the same time, and you have to have 1,000 ears in order to be able to fully comprehend it or your head explodes. So, you know, like I said, Reverend Gary Davis here, I like him a lot.
Be like to meet the Buddha, and I was wondering if you had met the Buddha in all of your travels, and what kind of handshake the Buddha would give. Did he give like the limp fish, or like that thing where he grabs like just your fingers, so you end up giving him like that weird, you know what I'm talking about, that like terrible handshake where people just like grab just your fingers and shake, like that's supposed to be something there, like can you grab back and your thumb can't even get around their hand, because you're all like, I mean, it's like they're going to kiss your hand or something, like the princess grab or something, I don't know, but I'm just wondering, you know, what kind of handshake would the Buddha have?
Oh, the Buddha, yeah, man, of course. Of course, generally he's bowing, but when he meets a Western dude who needs a handshake, excellent, excellent handshake, firm, not too soggy, very, very handsome grip, very nice handshake all around. But really the thing that makes the Buddha stand out on that whole thing is he does that great thing, man. You walk up to him and you go, "Hey, Buddha, let's shake." And then you both just start wiggling around. And, you know, it's funny because he's kind of a big dude, so it always kills me, man.
Shake. Listen. Listen while I talk to you. I tell you what we're gonna do. There's a new thing that's going around, and I'll tell you what they're putting down. Just move your body all around. Oh, mama, shake. That's the way to do it. Shake. Oh, you're looking good now. Shake. Yeah. Ha. Shake it like a bowl of soup. And make your body loop-de-loop. Put your hands on your hips. And kind of let your backbone slip. Move your body like a whip. And just shake. That's doing it. Shake. Yeah, you're looking good now. Shake. Don't do it, baby. Shake. Yeah. Oh. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Honey, shaking is the latest thing.
Hey, Yippie. Have you ever done jury duty? And have you ever done jury duty in a nation not like the U.S.? Like, I don't know. Any ancient civilizations have any sort of jury duty? What was jury duty like before Dirt?
Jury duty, oh yeah, yeah, man. You know, if you're going to live 2 zillion years, you're going to have to pull some jury duty. I guess my least favorite was being the foreman on the jury at a kangaroo court because, well, I have to say the kangaroos are a little suboptimal in some of their logic and also they smell kind of bad. I wasn't exactly on the jury, man, but I guess my favorite place to get busted would have to be this little planet off in the distant solar system called Tietzi. It's a sweet little place, and well, when you get caught doing stuff, man, they give you what they call the trial by bong. Yeah, yeah. Let me just say that they finally kicked me out because I just could not stop breaking the law.
Hey, Epi. I was just wondering, if you knew Alexander Graham Bell, you know, if you were around when he was creating the telephone, and if you can kind of give us some insight as to why the telephone was created, because I find myself being inconvenienced by it pretty frequently. So, just wondering about the old telephone there and the old Skype-a-phone.
I don't know, man. You know, I invented a cosmic Dixie cup that everybody would carry around and you would be able to use it to talk to anybody else in the universe. But the powers that be seem flummoxed by my zero-button technology.
Hey, Epi. I'm asking a question more on your behalf than on mine. I'm wondering if you know how... Actually, you know, it's not important why I'm wondering if you know how. Just wondering if you know.
Don't you know?
Wow, Bronze, all right. I don't guess I have to ask if those, Mexican psychedelic truffles showed up, eh? Do I know what I know? What are you asking me for, man? You know that A, I do not know what I do not know, and B, I know what I know, you know?
She looked me over and I guess she thought I was all right. All right in a sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I'll sing what I've said. You come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head. I know what I know. I'll sing what I've said. You come and we go. That's the thing that I do in the back of my head.
Hold on. I gotta learn to work these buttons, man. Hello, 2 zillion-year-old hippie. Oh no, not this theme music. This always bodes ill. Yeah, hello? Anybody there?
Okay, hippie, dude, seriously, man, I know that, you know, I've asked, like, a lot of favors in the past, man, and, you know, like, I know you don't owe me anything, but, like, I could really use a bailout on this one. I got, like, this whole stash, right, and I need to put it somewhere. I just need to get it. Away from me, man. You know, like, just, it just needs to disappear for a while and, you know, like, kind of get, you know, out of this area is really hot right now, okay? I'm just, like, I'm, like, in a burning up zone of hotness, and like, I can't have this stuff here. So like, you know, man, if you could just, you know, help me out and like hide, I don't know, maybe like 40 to 50 pounds of some stuff, that would be great. Or if you could hide like me, or like maybe me and a few friends, or like if we could just, you know, hang out like in your garage or something. Like, you know, and I know you warned me about this, and I know you like told me, like, you know, Bronze, you know, don't do this, you know, I think you're gonna spiral out of control, and you know, like, as soon as, I mean, you know, I understand, you know, like, all I told you so is like aside, I'll take that, fine, but really, man, like right now I just need like your help helping me, and you know, like, if you can do that, like, that would be great, man. Yeah, I'm really afraid they're heading here now. If you just have a place where we could bury a bunch of stuff, and you know, maybe, you know, spread the evidence out across the country, you know what I'm saying, and just kind of make things a little harder, you know, that'd be good. So yeah, if you just give me a call back about all that. Actually, come to think of it, wow, okay, this is gonna be awkward. I Skyped the wrong person. I've got like 3 hippies on my Skype, and the 2 puts you pretty high up there in the alphabetical order. Oh man. Hey, so I was joking about all that. Don't worry about it, and I will talk to you later.
Oh, hey, no problem, man. I'm glad I could not be of help. You know, you probably wanted the 2 zillion kilo hippie. That's probably the guy you were trying to reach. But what can I say? Whoo, close one. In fact, the only thing I believe I can say to dodge on that bullet is... Don't let Bronze Apprentice have all the fun. Send us your magnificent questions. Email them at 2zillionhippie, that's the number 2zillionhippie, @gmail.com, or you can send us a message at Skype 2zillionhippie. Bring them on, baby. Bring us those magnificent questions.
Springtime has come. Won't we have fun? Forget out.